I have not showered in 36 days.
Korean people don't flush their toilet paper. Each toilet has a small garbage can next to it into which people throw their shit-stained toilet tissue after wiping their asses. Women's bathrooms also have piss-stained toilet paper in their trash cans, I think. I don't know because I've never been in a women's bathroom in Korea. Of course, this is all moot because 90% of the public toilets in Korea don't have any toilet paper in the stalls. If you're lucky enough to find an attendant and ask them about toilet paper, they usually laugh at you and then go back to whatever it is they were doing before you bothered them with your ridiculous question. Still, there are public toilets everywhere. I have never had trouble finding a toilet anywhere in Korea. As long as you're willing to forgo toilet paper, this place is a bathroom paradise. It makes me wonder if we even need toilet paper at all. I know you ladies use toilet paper to dry off your vaginas after a good pee, but isn't that why we wear underwear? No amount of shaking and drying can keep the last few drops of winding up in your pants. But that's okay because urine is sterile and human urine contains a powerful pheromone that produces a strong and immediate reaction in other humans of the opposite sex. If you don't believe me, then just carry a small cup full of your urine around and watch what happens when you throw it on the female of your dreams. Toilet paper engenders an inefficient waste management system since in countries where the toilet paper gets flushed, waste paper treatment costs go up in relation to how much tissue needs removing, and in countries where the toilet paper goes in the garbage, there are, at any time, large trucks driving around with bags of shit paper. It's bad enough that parents buy disposable diapers and leave them for their friendly neighborhood sanitation associate to haul away, but to make every garbage bag a potential typhus epidemic is too much. It's about time that we worked out a real solution to this problem, and as always, the solution is simple cost management. Toilet paper is too expensive. People have to keep buying more and more of it. Plus, the stuff is hardly reusable. During a particular virulent environmental conscious period, I tried to stretch my household budget by wiping with both the front and the back of the paper, but the flimsy stuff fell apart after the fifth or sixth use. Similarly, if we wiped with an article of clothing or our hands, we'd lose whatever savings we earned by getting rid of toilet paper because we would constantly need to wash the shit off our hands. So, in the interest of saving everyone some time, money, and discomfort, I recommend that we start wiping our vaginas and asses with junk mail. Take those credit card offers, Valpak, coupons, and Sears catalogs, and treat your rectum to the smoothing feel of glass paper. The best part about that, once you're done, you can put it right back in the envelope, return to sender. The sheer amount of junk mail a family receives is enough to keep the family wiping for decades to come. Besides, if companies are going to send several pounds of unsolicited advertising to your door on a daily basis, then there's no need to waste money buying expensive TP. Okay, so maybe you and your family have gastrointestinal problems, or maybe you just can't stop frying your bacon in lard, and you think that your junk mail won't be enough to cover you for the year. Don't worry, the new Yellow Pages will be here soon enough. Once you're done wiping your way from Aronson's Aardvark Repair to Zena's Zither and Zintography Emporium, there's plenty more useless paper sitting around your house that would better serve to collect feces than it does being read. The Bible makes for excellent wiping. Not only are the pages soft, absorbent, and spiritual, but you can keep them in a box by the door for the next time Christian proselytizer comes around to pick up your poopy scripture and drop off a new one. The only downside is that they usually want to talk, so you've got to quickly grab the holy book, thrust the shit-stained paper at them, and close the door before they get started. Because once they do, you're in for a four-hour treatise on Jesus this and stop stabbing me that. Next, plow through your coffee table books. Start with the ones you received as gifts from spiteful relatives such as Lighthouses of Iowa, Hitler's Guide to Hospitality, and Siberian Winterscapes. And gradually work your way through to the two ones that are just picture after picture of naked babies. Not only will you save money, but in the long run, you'll clear all manner of useless shit out of your house. Don't forget to flush. Sex, Mahoney, for what?
You don't have to read that.
Oh, okay.
Closer for you, I can park at Pete. Just let me know. All right, man, I'll talk to you then.